Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks. From Nevada Public Radio, I'm Paul Boger. This is State of Nevada. Starting next year, power bills in Southern Nevada will look a little different. That's due to a rate charging scheme by NV Energy. Traditionally, power bills are calculated based on the amount of electricity you use. The investor-owned company instead wants to institute what they're calling a new demand charge. It's based on a 15-minute snapshot of a customer's peak daily usage. NV Energy is also revamping its net metering program for new rooftop solar customers in northern Nevada. The company will now calculate credits for electricity returned to the grid every 15 minutes rather than monthly, as it does now. The changes are controversial, drawing criticism from customers and consumer protection advocates. Despite that, the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada approved both changes earlier this year. The commission is currently reconsidering those changes. But why is NV Energy pursuing this change? And more importantly, what does it mean for customers? I sat down with Megan Delaney, a spokesperson for NV Energy, to learn more.
Megan, this change that you are seeking, as I understand it, would recalculate bills based on peak demand. So NV Energy will capture a 15-minute window of a customer's energy usage during peak demand hours and use that as the rate for the rest of the day. Explain to me how it works.
The way this demand charge will work is we'll look at an individual customer's peak demand use in their own home. So that could be 2 p.m. for someone based on your schedule. If that's when you're running your AC, when you're running your washer, when you're using all of your appliances, that could be when you spike your demand during the day. Could be at 7 o'clock at night if you're cooking, if you're cleaning, doing all that. So this will look at your individual 15 minutes of max consumption of energy in a day. And we will multiply that against the approved rate, and that will be your daily demand charge for the day. So we've looked, the average NV Energy customer's peak rate is 3.5 kilowatts in that time period. So what you would do is you would multiply 3.5 times 14 cents, which is the demand rate that the commission approved, and that's about 50 cents. So that's your charge for the day. It resets the next day, and at the end of the month, you would add all those charges up together, and that's what the demand charge will be on your bill. But it's important that when we design this, we have lowered other portions of the bill so that overall your bill stays the same or goes down slightly as the average NV Energy customer.
That's a significant departure from the way electric bills have been calculated in the past. Why does NV Energy need to do this?
We need to build the infrastructure that serves customers to meet that maximum demand whenever you use it. If we're not building the system to meet your individual maximum demand, you're not going to have power when and where you need it. So this helps us look at when the demand is and make sure that we're building appropriately. It helps create a stronger, more resilient grid in the future. Second, this gives customers another tool as to how they can manage their bill. For years, we have told customers, if you want a lower bill, reduce how much energy you use a month. Now, you can still do that, but you also can control your demand charge and change your habits if you want to lower your bill. But really, one of the biggest things that this does is this helps get at an inequity that's been created by the current rooftop solar system.
What do you mean by inequity?
So rooftop solar customers are customers who have chosen to put privately owned solar panels on their rooftops, and they connect those solar panels to the grid, to NV Energy's grid. And for the most part, they generate a lot of their energy that they use. Obviously, when the sun's not shining, cloudy days, they're not generating energy, so they still need to be connected to NV Energy to get power when they're not generating it. And they do send their excess energy back to us, and we compensate them for that extra energy that they set us. But what has happened in that policy is because so many of those customers are generating credits, they are not contributing what it actually takes to serve them. So those costs are not being paid for by those rooftop solar customers. And the way the system is set up is they're being paid for by the non-rooftop solar customers. So adding this demand charge is another way to ensure that rooftop solar customers pay for the energy they use and pay for what it takes NV Energy to serve them.
Of course, these changes only affect southern Nevada. In northern Nevada, something a little different. The PUC has approved changes how the company calculates net metering rates for new solar customers. Talk to me about that.
So the way we do billing for most net metering or rooftop solar customers, as we call them kind of interchangeably, we would look at the end of the month how much energy you sent to us and how much energy you needed from us. And there's a billing mechanism, a credit system that does that at the end of the month. And then customers get excess energy credits based on how much extra they sent, if they sent us extra energy. So now with the technology we have and the ability to look at this on a more real-time system, we're moving it to a 15 minute. So every 15 minutes, we'll do that netting, that crediting. And that's how those customers will be measured going forward. It's a more true, accurate, in-the-moment look at what they're using and what they're sending to us.
You know, your critics have long argued that NV Energy has hampered rooftop solar development in favor of large-scale industrial projects. Wouldn't you agree that this change further disincentivizes customers from investing in rooftop solar?
No, I think is the answer. We support an all-of-the-above approach when it comes to providing energy for Nevadans. We have solar resources, we have geothermal, we have wind, we have natural gas. We're looking at every approach that we can. By the end of 2025, we'll actually be out of coal, so that's no longer a resource that we'll have in NV Energy's portfolio. And for some customers, if they do the math and it still makes sense for them to put rooftop solar on their home or residence, we will continue to support that. And so looking at this, we were really looking at how do we fix that inequity for the majority of NV Energy customers who do not have rooftop solar. So a lot of customers who don't own their roof, can't put panels on it. They don't have the right kind of roof. It doesn't face the right direction. It doesn't get the right kind of sun. And so we supplement that by building large-scale utility solar or contracting for that large-scale utility solar energy. And so we really see it as everything plays a role. There is room for everyone. And we need to make sure that when Nevadans flip the light switch in their home, that the power is there for them.
The Bureau of Consumer Protection in the Nevada Attorney General's office says these changes are illegal. You know, they point to state law that says the utility and the PUC is strictly prohibited from charging a rate based on time of usage. They want the commission to reverse the decision. What's the company's response?
So obviously NV Energy believes that what we put forward is consistent with state law, and the commission has approved that, and there is the process for BCP to ask for them to reconsider that, and we will participate in that process with the commission. I believe the commission is going to hear those petitions for reconsideration at a meeting in late November. And you know, we respect that process that the commission is going to go through, and we'll continue to participate in that through this case. At this time, we are moving forward with our plans to implement the demand charge in April.
That was NV Energy spokesperson Megan Delaney. Despite the company's insistence that the changes will mean little for the average NV Energy customer, there are some who question the company's motives. They include Julia Hubbard with Solar United Neighbors, a national nonprofit group that advocates for rooftop solar. I asked Hubbard what she makes of the changes.
The daily demand charge is not an effective way to manage peak demand. And we've seen that from several people state this, right? The reason why we have demand charges is for large users. It's not for small users like residential customers. So we do not think the daily demand charge should be implemented. We think it's harmful, and we hope that they will reconsider that. We also don't think that the 15-minute netting is legal as well, and really devalues solars and makes it more difficult for people to go solar. When we need all the energy sources we can right now, we should be really incentivizing solar.
Part of NV Energy's reasoning for these changes is that rooftop solar customers have created an inequity within the electrical grid. They say it's costing them money to provide services to those customers, especially when those panels are not producing power. What do you make of that argument?
I think the way that we would come about this is that these changes, so a daily demand charge for Southern Nevada customers, as well as changing from monthly netting to 15-minute netting for new solar owners in the north, are all really harmful for people who are just struggling to pay their bills and be able to have energy affordability in this time. And specifically with the comment that these are as a result of solar owners, we would say that's just not true. The studies that NV Energy is citing are not looking at the system-wide cost savings that solar provides to the grid, right? These are homeowners who are adding infrastructure to the grid and sending energy to the grid. And those are costs that NV Energy doesn't have to pay for, right? They're not having to maintain those systems. They're also not having to install more transmission lines or gas peaker power plants to serve those customers and to serve other neighbors who live right next door to those homeowners with solar.
The PUC is in the process of reconsidering the rate changes. That should happen later in the month. That said, unless anything changes, these rates will go into effect in April. So what do you recommend people do to keep their energy costs at a minimum?
So if the daily demand charge goes into effect, we're really encouraging people to spread their usage throughout the day and avoid stacking their usage at any one given time. Because with the daily demand charge, they're going to be capturing your greatest usage during the day over a 15-minute period. So it's going to be important to be mindful of your consumption, which is difficult, right? Most people are not tracking their energy usage every 15 minutes, and it's really easy to forget and have a number of appliances on all at once. Or there's folks who just cannot change their patterns because they get home from work, they've got to do all of this stuff all at once. So this could really harm working families.
Julia Hubbard is the Nevada Program Director for Solar United Neighbors, a national nonprofit group that advocates for rooftop solar. Julia, thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. I really appreciate the opportunity to connect.
As a note of disclosure, NV Energy is a corporate supporter of Nevada Public Radio. This is State of Nevada.